rocking and rolling on around the clock. I didn't want to do it, tried not to do it, but she wasn't with it, soon I had to get it. I didn't want to do it, but she wakes me so.
From their brand new CD, I Didn't Want to Do It, the title track by Macy Blackman and the Mighty Fines. This is the Fog City Blues on your local public radio station, 91.7 FM, KALW San Francisco, blues in the Bay Area and beyond. Macy Blackman and the Mighty Fines will be celebrating the CD release of I Didn't Want to Do It on October 27th at Savannah Jazz here in San Francisco. You'll also be able to catch them a few weeks later, November 17th. At Biscuits and Blues here in the city. But joining me right now in the studio, the man himself, Macy Blackman. Welcome to the Fog City Blues.
Thanks for having me, Devin. Hi, everybody. I'm Macy Blackman. And the number he just played was originally done by the Spiders. They're like a legendary New Orleans group. You know about them, Devin?
No, I don't. Tell me about them.
Well, they weren't together for a real long time, but they had a huge hit with this song in 1954. You know? And a very good friend of mine, Charles Williams, was the drummer on the session. He had a nickname Hungry, because he was always saying, I'm hungry, you know. So he weighed like 216 at the time, so he was pretty chunky dude.
Makes a good nickname.
Yeah, so anyway, strangely enough, when our CD was just about to come out, I was wandering around Amoeba in Berkeley, and I ran into the vinyl record of the Spiders Do What I Didn't Want to Do, which I never even knew existed in an album form. So I bought it, and there's a lot of good records on it. They were a fantastic group. And my friend played drums with on just about all the songs.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend was in the same Waif's home, colored Waif's home, as Louis Armstrong.
Uh-huh.
And the same person taught him to play the drums as taught Louis to play the cornet. So it goes back really far.
Mm-hmm.
So I approached this music originally from the King Oliver and Jelly Roll Morton. I wasn't really in, I mean, like, I loved Fats Domino as a kid and everything. But what I was really was a cornet player.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always trying to get my friends in the 7th and 8th grade to listen to this stuff with me, and nobody ever would, you know. So it was a real thrill for me to be able to put this band together. And what we're going to play, number?
This is, we got track 6 from I Didn't Want to Do It coming up.
Oh, okay, great. So I'm friends with Dr. John, Mac Rebenack, and he writes great songs. People don't know all of them. And I'm into doing a lot of his obscure numbers. So just as a contrast to the last song, I Didn't Want to Do It, which is a balls-out rocker, we're going to play this song just the same. I just want to mention Nancy, our tenor player, Nancy Wright, plays a beautiful solo on this song. Just give a listen.
All right, let's hear it. Macy Blackman and the Mighty Fines. And Dr. John's just the same on the Fog City Blues.
Oh. strong. Win or lose, baby, what's the use? You know I love you, I love you. Just the same, baby, I love you. Yes, I will, just the same. Laugh or cry, give it a try. Thank you.
Macy Blackman and the Mighty Fines, from their previous CD, Don't You Just Know It, and a tune called Papa's Cool Blues, and playing cornet on that track. My guest on the program tonight, Macy Blackman.
Right, Devin.
Cornet.
I'm playing cornet on that, but I want to talk a little bit about the other people in the band.
Yeah.
For example, the guy who wrote this, Bing Nathan, is the bass player, but he's playing the piano, which allowed me to play the cornet, you know. His wife is playing the bass. She's also a musician. She plays viola da gamba most of the time. But I just want to talk about the musicianship of the people in the band. Everybody in the band is a world-class musician.
It sounds like they wear many hats.
Well, they could if they wanted to. I mean, Bing can play any kind of music, you know, including in a symphony or something like that. Nancy could, too, but she plays blues. She was voted the blues number one blues saxophonist in the Bay Area of this year. Snakebite from New Orleans, he's normally the baritone player, but he was playing clarinet on this.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then there's me. The drummer, we have a new drummer.
Uh-huh.
The drummer is Larry Vann. You know, he's a phenomenal drummer. I'm always trying to get drummers to mold their drumming to our band.
Yeah.
You know, so in this case, we've molded our band to his drumming. You know, because he's so good.
And make it work.
Yeah, that's right. Whatever it takes. But I'm so proud of this particular track, because when do you go to hear a rock and roll band that can sound like it's 1912?
You know, this is true.
It's really, we don't do a lot of it, but it really breaks up an evening.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So I came into this music through Jelly Roll Morton and King Oliver. So I have the keyboard set up here. Well, I'm going to play something by Jelly Roll Morton.
Why? Look at
right?
that. There's a keyboard set
yeah,
up here.
I just happened to have it in my back pocket.
Macy has brought in his keyboard. Going to demonstrate a little of the New Orleans sound that got him first into it.
Okay, this is The Pearls by Jelly Roll Morton. All right.
Jelly Roll Morton's The Pearls, as performed by Macy Blackman live on the Fog City Blues. Macy Blackman and the Mighty Fiennes will be celebrating the release of their newest CD, I Didn't Want to Do It, October 27th at Savannah Jazz in San Francisco. What other, how else can folks see you in the band upcoming?
Oh, they can see us all over the place. Let's see. Well, I'll be doing a solo myself tomorrow night at the Madrone Art Bar at 500 Divisadero. And, okay, next Wednesday at Savannah Jazz, same place as the CD party, we play swing music. The Mighty Fiennes have an alter ego as a swing band. You know, yeah. We teach them to swing.
There you go.
And we play there the third Wednesday of every month at Savannah Jazz. And it's a little bit of a different take. We usually don't have Nancy. We usually have Snakebite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes he brings a clarinet. We do some Fats Waller's, Ain't Misbehaving, that sort of stuff. We have a good time doing it.
Yeah.
You know, it gives me a chance to play a little bit of a different kind of music.
Well, that Jelly Roll tune, would you remember the first time you heard it? First time you heard Jelly Roll Morton music?
I do. I remember exactly. When I was in the eighth grade, I got a record on the Riverside label called The History of Classic Jazz, and Jelly played New Orleans, it's the first written 12-bar blues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it didn't have words, but it's a 12-bar blues. And I was amazed, there's one part of it where he plays out of time. His left hand is playing in time, playing that doom, 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 that Spanish tinge thing, but the right hand is totally out of time. So I actually saw it transcribed. They have it written as 17 over 16.
That's a crazy
time signature.
I guess
that comes as close as anything.
That's really hard to imagine.
You have to hear it.
Yeah.
You do. You have to hear it.
Now, there was another musician that was really influential to you by the name of?
You mean Charlie Williams?
There we go.
Well, he's a drummer.
Drummer.
Okay, so we got to play some of this now.
Yeah.
All right. Charlie Williams was taught to play by Peter Davis at the Colored Waves Home, but he came up in the early 50s with Paul Gayton. Paul Gayton was a great band leader in New Orleans, started recording in 1947. He actually recorded the first thing ever done in that New Orleans Latino piano style, you know, called Hey Little Girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he got it from someone else. That's the way it is there. But, you know,
yeah,
everything is recycled ad infinitum.
The folk process.
But anyway, in 1947, Amos Milburn did a number called Chicken Shack Boogie. But he did it out here under the Johnny Otis auspices out here in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
All right? But then he came to New Orleans in 1957 and did it at the Cosimo Matassa Studios, you know, where everything was done, all the Fats Domino, all the Huey Smith. And my friend was the studio drummer there after Earl Palmer moved out here. This was in 1957. So play number 12 on here.
Okay.
That's Chicken Shack Boogie.
Live radio, folks.
You know, this is like a drum clinic, this song. Just to all you drummers, just give it a listen.
This is the Amos Milburn Chicken Shack Boogie, queuing up on the Fog City Blues. A personal selection from my guest on the program tonight, Macy Blackman.
The Chicken Shack. It's fine as wine and it's really on the ball. No windows, no doors, it's just a hole in the wall. Did you say it was located down by the creek where you can get a whole garb of good things to eat? Chicken once more is a cinch. You can even get the last part that went on the thing.
satisfied, not so worried. And I don't know what to do. What can I do to prove my love to you? I know it's wrong to love you like I do. Can't help myself, 'cause everybody's somebody's fool. I'm so worried.
Charlie Williams, What Can I Do? On the Fog City Blues, a selection brought in by my guest on the program tonight, Macy Blackman. Tell us a little bit about that track.
Well, Charlie's singing and playing at the same time. I actually know nothing about it because I don't have any, there's no notes on this. Somebody made me these CDs. So, you know, so the other song that's on there by him is not anywhere near as good. And I know all about that one. He never mentioned this song. I was amazed when it was on here because I'd never heard of it. Uh-huh. And usually, if Charlie did something, you heard of it. You know what I'm saying? As well as a bunch of stuff you heard of it he didn't do. But anyway, I love the guy. I taught him to be a piano technician after I met him, you know, which gave him somewhat of a new lease on life. He's so talented with his hands. You know, that he picked up piano work really fast.
Yeah.
Okay, next thing I want to talk about, though, is actually Dr. John, all right? Because through Charlie, I met Mac.
Yeah.
Mac and they played together in the 50s and early 60s in New Orleans. And Mac is my idol. You know, if anybody is, it's him. You know, because he hasn't compromised in the slightest. You know, he has always done what he saw fit to do in the way he saw fit to do it. And it's worked, finally.
Finally.
Yeah.
It only took till like 72 years of age.
Whatever. Or,
yeah.
You know, you remember what he actually really caught on with, though? You probably don't remember. Scott toilet paper commercial.
Oh, no, I don't remember that.
Times roll. Remember that?
Oh, wait, it's ringing a bell.
Yeah,
it's ringing a bell. Right.
So anyway, we do a lot of Dr. John tunes.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have one on here that he wrote with his friend Doc Pomus.
Mm-hmm.
I Never Fool Nobody But Me.
Right.
I think he wrote Always. I'm not sure. I think he wrote Never Fool. What does it say on there?
Nobody But Me. We played that last week. Doc Pomus, Mac Rebinac.
Yeah. It's a wonderful song.
Yeah.
It's funny. I always think of it as not that great of a dance number, but it's always the thing that gets people up dancing.
Mm.
You know, everybody's getting kind of old and it's not that fast. You know? So anyway, Mac's idol was Cal Davenport.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he wrote this piece called Fess Up that's supposed to be some sort of tribute to Professor Longhair. But Professor Longhair could never play as well as Mac.
Huh.
He just, you know, he's not the same kind of piano player. Used the piano more as a percussion instrument.
Yeah.
Okay? Whereas Mac plays this New Orleans style, which I call butterfly. I got the word from him, so I guess he calls it butterfly, too. See, your right hand is always moving so that you can sustain stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the piano can't sustain like an organ.
Right.
But if you roll a lot and everything, you can sustain, you know. So that's basically how the butterfly. It all goes back to the Jelly Roll Morton orchestral piano style.
Oh, yeah.
You know, using the piano to sound many different ways as you can.
Now, is the butterfly something you can demonstrate for us here?
Right. I'm going to start this thing. I'm going to play Fess Up for you.
Okay.
But I'm going to start it with the Cow-Cow Blues.
All right.
Because it's really taken from that, you know. All right.
This is Macy Blackman live on the Fog City Blues. Macy Blackman, live on the Fog City Blues. A little medley there of the Cow-Cow Blues and Fess Up. Macy Blackman and the Mighty Fines will be celebrating the CD release of I Didn't Want to Do It on October 27th at Savannah Jazz in San Francisco. You can catch them a few weeks later at Biscuits and Blues right in downtown San Francisco. And how can folks find out more?
Go to my website, MacyBlackman.com. The calendar will be up. You can find out all the places we're playing, which are too numerous to talk about, and there's links to all of them, and they're all real good. Let me just mention real quick, though, Spice and Comer. See, within the Mighty Fines is the Mighty Fine Trio. That's me, Bing, and Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Nancy's incredible. Just kills. just absolutely tears the roof off the place. So we're going to feature her on the last number. This is Jackie Wilson's Higher and Higher. We have expanded into classic R&B, not just New Orleans anymore. Thought you all might like to know. But anyway, I hope I'll see you all at either of those two gigs. And thanks for having me, Devin. It was marvelous being on your show.
Thank you, Macy, for coming by. This all is right. Macy Blackman and the Mighty Fines. The CD is I Didn't Want to Do It. This is Higher and Higher on your local public radio station, KALW, San Francisco.